فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب.
So their Lord responded to their prayer, seeing that he does not allow the reward of anything you do, small or big, to be lost, whether the person who does it is male or female. You are from one another in your origins, and the faith that you follow does not reward males and females differently. Those who immigrated for the sake of Allah, driven from their homes by the disbelievers, suffered harm in order to obey their Lord, and who fought for the sake of Allah and died, so that the word of Allah would be supreme. They will certainly be forgiven their sins on the day of judgment. It will be overlooked, and they will be entered into gardens with rivers flowing under their palaces as a reward from Allah. With Allah is the best reward, unlike any other.
لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد.
O Prophet, do not feel burdened nor distressed by the movement of the disbelievers in the land, and their power and the extent of their trade and provision. All of this is passing, and all that they will have left is their bad deeds.
متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد.
This world is a brief enjoyment that does not last. The destination they will return to on the day of judgment will be hell. What a terrible resting place the fire of hell is for them.
لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار.
Yet those who are mindful of their Lord, following His instructions and staying away from what He has prohibited, they will receive gardens with rivers flowing under their palaces, where they shall live eternally, a reward prepared for them from Allah. What Allah has prepared for the righteous is better than any of the worldly pleasures the disbelievers may have obtained.
وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب.
Nevertheless, the people of the scripture are not all the same. There is a group among them who have faith in Allah, the truth and guidance He revealed to you and what was revealed to them in their scriptures. And they do not discriminate between the messengers of Allah, but humble themselves before Him, desiring what is with Him, and not exchanging His verses and signs for a small enjoyment in this world. Such people will have a great reward with their Lord. Allah is quick to take account of what people do, and quick to reward them.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, be patient with the obligations of the sacred law and with the misfortunes that you are given in this world, and outdo the disbelievers in patience and determination, so that they are not more patient than you, and struggle for the sake of Allah and be mindful, following His instructions and staying away from what He has prohibited, so that you may reach what you desire of safety from the fire of hell and entry into paradise. Beneficial points. It is from Allah's grace and mercy with His servants when He is quick to respond to their prayers and listen to their calls. It is from the perfect justice of Allah that He does not distinguish between men and women in their rewards for His obedience. The harm that a believer experiences in the sacred struggle for the sake of Allah when forced to emigrate from his home because of his faith is one of the greatest means by which sins are forgiven and rewards are multiplied. What the disbeliever may be given in this world in terms of wealth and enjoyment, even if great, is unimportant because it is passing. The only thing that is important is the reality of what happens to them in the afterlife, in the abode of eternity. Among the people of the scripture are those who bear witness to the truth which is in their books. They have faith in what was revealed to them and in what was revealed to the believers, so they have a double reward. Patience with the truth and struggling against those who reject it, while striving for the sake of it, is the path to success in the afterlife.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Women, سورة النساء. Themes of the Surah. This Surah outlines the organization of Muslim society, protecting the rights of society and the distribution of wealth, removing the negative traces of the time of ignorance before Islam, and focusing on the rights of women and of those who are weak.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا.
Explanation. The surah gained its name because women are prominently mentioned in it, along with details of numerous laws concerning them. O people, be mindful of your Lord, for it is He who created you from a single soul, your father Adam, and from Adam He created His wife Eve, your mother. From the two of them He spread many people, both male and female, all over the earth. Be mindful of Allah when requesting others by Him, such as, I ask you by Allah to do such and such. Also, be mindful of breaking relations with your blood ties. Allah watches over you and nothing you do escapes Him. Rather, He takes it into account and repays you accordingly.
وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا.
Guardians, give orphans whose fathers have died and who have not yet reached maturity their wealth in full when they come of age and have sound judgment. Do not exchange what is permitted for what is prohibited, taking what is good and valuable from the property of the orphans and replacing it with something bad and of little worth from your own property. Also, do not take the property of the orphans and combine it with your own wealth. That is a great crime before Allah.
وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى فَانكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُوا.
If you fear that you will not be just in marrying the female orphans under your guardianship, fearing that you will not give them an appropriate dowry or will not treat them well, then do not marry them, and marry other women you choose. You may marry 2, 3, or 4, but if you fear that you will be unjust between them, then marry just one, or suffice with what you possess of slave women, for their rights are not the same as the rights of wives. This is the best way to avoid being unjust or biased.
وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةَ فَإِنْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَرِيئًا.
Give women their dowries with goodwill, yet if they gladly give up a part of the dowry to you, of their own free will, then there is nothing to stop you enjoying it.
وَلَا تُؤْتُوا السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمُ الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا وَارْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا وَاكْسُوهُمْ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا.
Guardians, do not give property to those who do not know how to manage it well. Allah made this property a way to serve the interests of people and for them to live on it, and such people are not able to manage their wealth well. Provide for them, clothe them, and speak to them in a good way. Make a firm commitment to give them their property if they get sound judgment and become able to manage it well.
وَابْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَى حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحَ فَإِنْ آنَسْتُم مِّنْهُمْ رُشْدًا فَادْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ ولا تأكلوها إسرافا وبدارا أن يكبروا ومن كان غنيا فليستعفف ومن كان فقيرا فليأكل بالمعروف فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا.
Guardians, test the orphans when they are near to reaching maturity by giving them a part of their wealth to see how they manage it. If they manage it well and show you their sound judgment, hand over their property in full. Do not use up their wealth, overstepping the limits which Allah has approved for you, Use their wealth only when necessary. Do not rush to use it up, for fear that they will take it when they reach maturity. Whoever is wealthy should not use up the property of the orphan, and whoever is poor and has no wealth should only use what is necessary. When you hand over their property to them, upon their reaching maturity and showing sound judgment, have it witnessed, to protect rights and to prevent causes of disagreement. Allah is sufficient as a witness for that, and takes account of all that people do. Beneficial points. All of humankind has the same origin, so they must be mindful of their Lord who created them, and should be merciful to each other. Allah commands kindness to those who are weak among women and orphans, so that the treatment of them should be just and generous. It is permissible for a Muslim man to have up to 4 wives, with the condition of being just between them and being able to support them. It is legitimate to place the incompetent person who does not behave correctly under guardianship for his own good and to protect him from wasting his wealth, which is used for his welfare in this world.